3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager, that just happened. Thank you very much.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill back with you, and welcome to the podcast after an incredible, improbable, amazing, I mean, name it whatever you want. What a victory it was for the Mariners as they beat the San Diego Padres in remarkable fashion. A game where the Mariners were trailing huge. Padres had scored four in the first, one in the fourth, seven in the fifth. The Mariners trailed by 10 runs, and they come all the way back from behind, and they beat the San Diego Padres in the biggest comeback in Seattle Mariners history. And boy, does that set the table for a big weekend. The Mariners in a flat tie with the Texas Rangers in first place in the AL West, and now they'll take on the Rangers for the first of three. So here's what we're going to do in this podcast. It's going to be a little weird because, as I mentioned last night, I wasn't even sure I'd be able to get a podcast up. I'm on a plane putting it together, flying down to Texas for the weekend series. So it's a little unusual. The podcast may sound a little odd, but this is one that had to be done. This is one that had to get out because, I mean, this doesn't 10-run comebacks. How often does this happen? So what you're going to hear is all kinds of highlights. There are so many highlights to hear. You're also going to hear plenty of post-game reaction. We'll hear from the skipper, lots of reaction from the clubhouse, and what was a truly incredible game as the Mariners beat the San Diego Padres. You're also going to hear, and this is going to be fun, I think this is worth it. That's why when you look at the podcast, it looks so long. You're going to hear the entire top of the seventh inning. The 8-hit, 9-run, 42-minute, top of the seventh inning is coming your way completely because it's that good. It's that epic. And again, setting the table for a big weekend series against the Texas Rangers. The Mariners coming into this game after losing to the Padres the game before, 14-6, and it looked like this was heading down the same road. As the Padres jump Wade Miley out of the gates, they score four in the first, and when it was all said and done for Miley, he gives up 9 runs. And the Mariners heading into the sixth inning are just left for dead, down 10, down big. And then things start to happen in the top of the sixth inning for the Mariners. Cano picks up a base hit, and then Kyle Seager continues to scorch, drives him in.
Here's the stretch. Runners get their leads, and the 1-1 to Seager, swinging a line shot into center field for a base hit. Cano running third. He's going to be... go right past Acton. He's going to score. Mariners have a 1-0 lead. The throw-in is cut off by Myers. The throw to third. Now they've got Cruz in a rundown. And Cruz is out trying to get to third. And that will retire the side.
And then what may have been the biggest blow of the ball game. Deho Lee pinch hitting for Adam Lind. And just hit a beautiful and majestic massive home run.
The 2-2.
Lobbered high to the video board in left field. This is up to the Western Metal Supply Building on the second deck. Deho Lee absolutely killed that pitch. 3-run home run from Deho Lee off the bench. And the Mariners are suddenly in this ballgame. It's 12-7 Padres.
So at that point, the Mariners get 5 back. So they score 5 in the sixth inning, but still a long ways to go. But in the seventh, it all came together for the Mariners. An innocent start. O'Malley struck out to start the inning. Aoki would reach on an infield single. Franklin Gutierrez would come on as a pinch hitter. He would walk. Robinson Cano hit by a pitch, hit right on the hand. And then Nelson Cruz, he strikes out, and really an epic at bat. Double-digit pitches, a great AB, but he fans. Kyle Seager, though, comes up with a massive hit.
The 1-1. Swing and a line drive right field. It's in there for a base hit. Pass Rosales. Aoki comes around to score. Here comes Gutierrez. He crosses home. First to third. Cano slides in. He's safe. Seager has plated another 2 runs. He's driven in five of the Mariners' nine runs tonight. And this comeback might be a real thing here in San Diego with two outs in the top of the seventh. It's 12-9 Padres.
So then former Mariner Brandon Maurer comes on in relief. And Deho Lee, who just homered the previous inning, he comes up with a big hit.
The 3-2. Lee swings, hits a slicer into right field for a base hit. Cano scores. Seager into second base. He's held at third. Deho Lee has driven in his fourth run in two at-bats, and he has brought the Mariners within two runs with two outs in the top of the seventh. This was once a 12-2 game. It's now 12-10 Padres.
And this is when the merry-go-round was going full, as Chris Iannetta picked up a knock.
The 2-2, Iannetta swings, line drive, left field, and a base hit. It falls in front of Upton. Seager scores. The Mariners are with a run, and into second base goes Deho Lee. Iannetta has brought the Mariners within a digit. It's 12-11 Padres with two outs in the top of the seventh and two runners on base.
And then it was time for Stefan Romero as a pinch hitter for the base hit.
Deho Lee is the tying run. He's at second. The pitch to Romero. Swing, line drive, slicing right center field, and a base hit. It's in front of Jay. Here comes Lee, comes around. Lee rumbles across the plate, and this game is tied at 12. Stefan Romero has come off the bench to tie it up with an RBI single into center field. Lee scores from second. Iannetta first to third, and we are right back where we started. We're tied up.
Padres go to the bullpen again. They pull out another former Mariner, Matt Thornton, this time. And again, it's Sean O'Malley up for the second time in the inning. This time, it's a base hit driving in two.
The 0-1. Swing, flare, center field. The Mariners lead. Sean O'Malley has made this a 13-12 game with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. And you can knock them all over with a feather. This is happening in San Diego. RBI base hit center field. Iannetta scores. The Mariners have come back. They have stormed back, and they lead it 13-12.
And it just kept going. Aoki picks up a base hit next.
The 0-1. Swing, line drive. Off the glove of Ramirez, the shortstop. Can't handle it. Here comes Romero. Steams around third. Romero comes home to score, and the Mariners lead it by two. It's 14-12 at the top of the seventh. Everybody's getting hits. This time it's Aoki.
Nori Aoki with a shot the other way, a low liner that skipped off to the left of Ramirez. Got a glove on it, but not enough. And into left center field. Romero able to come in on the base hit by Aoki. And now the Mariners, who were down by 10, have a two-run lead in one of the biggest comebacks in the history of this ball club.
And after Aoki swipes second, Franklin Gutierrez picks up the final hit of the inning.
The 2-2, Gutierrez swings, hits a ground ball, chopping up the middle, and it just keeps on going. O'Malley scores, Aoki coming down the line, and Aoki has scored. This is unbelievable. It is 16-12, Mariners in the top of the seventh with two outs. The Mariners at one point were down by 10 runs, and they lead it by four with an out to go in the seventh inning.
And when it was all said and done, eight hits, nine runs, 42 minutes long, the Mariners come from behind. They take the lead in a nine-run seventh inning, and they go on to beat the Padres. They split the two-game series, and in just an incredible and improbable win for the Mariners, an epic win in their history. Unbelievable. And again, what a weekend it sets up as the Mariners take on the Texas Rangers. And now we're going to head to the clubhouse. I'm just going to play it all back to back to back. Here's the reaction from the clubhouse after this one.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, you know, it's stressful. You don't want to get down that many early. But we kept battling. You know, it says a lot about this team, a lot about this offense, a lot about the guys on the mound to keep battling in a game when you could pretty much roll over. And, you know, we took advantage of anything they gave us.
Was there a point at which you really felt like it had turned?
Anytime in a game like that, you don't really feel like you've accomplished anything until you tie it. You know, there's obviously momentum you can feel being created, but until you actually tie it, you don't really, you're never really there.
So the Romero hit, which was the pinch hit, which got you even.
That's huge.
That inning, you've got two outs, single after single. What's the talk in the dugout?
What? Everyone's cheering, everyone's excited, everyone's, you know, feeding off each other. It's, you know, who knows what the chicken and the egg is. It is the energy that allows you to do that. Is it, you know, getting a few breaks and getting a few hits and putting some things together that creates the energy? Not quite sure, but we have both. We're stringing hits together, and we had a lot of energy in the dugout.
And that too, I mean, that would feel good.
Yeah,
you've been fighting a little bit.
Anytime you get a hit, it feels good, of course. You know, this has been a weird stretch. It's been a stretch where, for me personally, cage work's been great, BP's been great, really consistent. I'm doing everything I want. I'm just miss it in some balls. Timing's a little off, and just keep going. Hits are going to fall. They're going to come. So last few games, I've been able to throw one out there, so hopefully that continues.
I don't think I've ever been a part of anything like that. That was incredible. The fight was pretty special.
When did that fight kind of kick in? When was there a realization that, hey, we can get this?
You know, they jump on that kind of lead on you. You know, it doesn't happen too often where, you know, the team comes back and win there. So I think in the sixth inning, we scored some runs there. They got to be a little energy. Leonis Martin was incredible tonight. He was on the top step cheering the whole game, keeping everybody in it. I mean, the game, you know, looked over and he was still up there yelling. So I mean, he was pretty special tonight too.
Well, that inning though, I mean, what was the energy like in the dugout? Were you kind of shaking your head at, like, what was going on?
Yeah, you know, you kind of, you know, you don't see that very often. You know, all the two out, you know, the singles there, I think we counted what, seven of them, seven in a row there. I mean, that doesn't happen. So I mean, that was just an unbelievable experience, and you know, something I've never been a part of.
Thank you, Rick. I'm down here with Stephen Romero right now, and Stephen, I don't know if you understand or if you realize or if there's any talk in the dugout about this, but you guys just completed the biggest comeback in Mariners history. Your run tied it up.
Well, I mean, it was a total team effort. I mean, Cruzy's bat was 10, 11 pitches, and you know, guys behind the order kept on getting on, and you know, it led for a chance for me to get on. Ionetta got on with the knock, and everything was with two outs. So, you know, when you could string together a couple good at-bats and knocks, you know, anything could happen.
You guys are down 10 heading into the sixth. You start getting those runs. You've seen what this team has done all year, and I think it's safe to say no lead is safe. What is the mentality when you do fall behind?
Well, we didn't lose any composure. You know, our bench was deep, and we just didn't lose composure. We had guys fresh off the bench, and, you know, fortunately we got Ray out early or later in the game and got in their bullpen, and from there, you know, just like I said, we just completed good at-bats.
You're at bat in the seventh inning. You fall behind 1-2, 2-2, you lay off a tough pitch right there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was just looking for something up over the plate, and that was a borderline pitch, and I felt like it was a little out and it was a ball, so I worked the count back to 3-2, and I got a fastball to handle, and I drove it in the gap.
So it sets the table. The Mariners and Rangers in a tie for first place. The Mariners 31-22. The Rangers 31-22. Taijuan Walker against Yu Darvish. Darvish back from Tommy John. He's one start in, 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. He looked tremendous in his first outing. He was sitting mid-90s. He touched 98 in the ball game. He flashed his full stuff. He will be on a pitch count, though. Pitch count of under 100 pitches, about 95 pitches. So we'll see if the Mariners can make him work early, maybe bounce him out of the ball game. Taijuan Walker looking to bounce back, 2-5, 3.31 ERA. This should be a very fun series between the Mariners and the Rangers.
Well, new pitcher up on the hill for the Padres. It's lefty Ryan Buchter. We saw Buchter in game two back in Seattle. So Buchter becomes the third pitcher tonight by manager Andy Green. He takes over for Brad Hand. Needless to say, Hand, a rough one. If you look at just the home run by Daeho Lee, a pinch hit three-run homer. Lee's run, the only one charged to Hand. He allowed two inherited runners to score. Colin Ray got the start in this game tonight, went 5 1/3 innings, then Hand. And now it is Buchter to pitch to batters 9-1-2 in the top of the seventh inning. And Sean O'Malley will lead things off for the Mariners here in the last of the seventh. Buchter making his 26th appearance of the season. Stingy ERA, 0.77. Opponents hitting just 135 against him. He's a tough customer. Facing Sean O'Malley, his first at-bat tonight. The left-hander's first pitch. O'Malley batting righty, looks at ball one. Well, the Mariners, a run in the first, a run in the fourth. And then came storming back a five-run, four-hit, sixth inning. The pause and the pitch. It's high and outside, 2-0. Well, that's four runs tonight for the Mariners. That gets you 50% off any Papa John's regular menu price online order tomorrow. Just enter promo code Mariners4 at PapaJohns.com for 50% off your order. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The next pitch inside, and O'Malley out of the gates is ahead in the count, 3-0. Now, the Mariners looked toast in this game tonight until the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch, and a strike, 3-1. 12-7 Padres, our Red Hook score. No batting gloves for O'Malley here tonight. Here's the 3-1. It's a strike. O'Malley thought that was a ball, and it was. O'Malley was a half step across home plate. That pitch missed outside. Ruled a strike, so a full count. O'Malley leading off the Mariners' seventh. Facing a tough lefty. Here comes the pitch. He swings, gets tied up, comes up empty. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball down and in on the hands. And Buchter strikes out the first man that he sees. Well, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Seattle Mariners and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Seattle Mariners Baseball Club. One up, one down to the top of the order. It brings in Oki. And the pitch to Nori. He swings and lifts it high and foul off the left side. For strike one. New baseball out to Buchter. As the Mariners tonight trying to avoid a two-game sweep of the Padres. Remember, they have not lost a road series this year. As Buchter looked like he maybe got something caught in his eye, was wiping his eye with the sleeve of his jersey top. He's ready. The 0-1. Swinging a defensive swing. Fouled back. 0-2. A lot of room down the line in right field for Oki. Kemp is shaded far towards the gap in right center field. Here comes the pitch. And Oki takes low and outside for ball one. Mariners have homered twice tonight. Cruz, a 445-foot blast out to right center field, and then Lee pinch hitting with a bomb out to left. The 1-2. Swing, and it's lined straight back. Oki just flicking the bat across the plate. Stays alive, still two strike count, 1-2.
And he took that pitch almost right out of the glove of the catcher, Derek Norris. Fight off that pitch, keep the at bat alive.
Buchter looks in. Now comes Stett. Stretches out his arms. The 1-2. Swinging a chop off the plate up the third baseline. Fair ball. Buchter picks it up. Bobbles. Goes to throw. It doesn't have the baseball in his hand. Aoki reaches on an infield single. One out and one on. We step aside for station identification. This is the Alaska Airlines Mariners Radio Network. We have a pinch hitter. Franklin Gutierrez will bat for Seth Smith with the lefty Buchter up on the hill. So Smith done for the night. He finishes 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Padres 12, Mariners 7. Top of the seventh inning. One out, one on. And Goody's first at bat tonight.
Buchter working from the third base side of the rubber. And the lefty's pitch zips in there outside at 92 for ball one. MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, delivers everything you've come to expect and more. Watch every out-of-market game live in HD on over 400 devices. It includes a free subscription to At Bat, the number one app for live baseball. Visit Mariners.com for details. Oki at first, one down. The 1-0 high and outside for ball one. Well, we mentioned earlier it is Bark in the Park night. And the first time up for every hitter, there has been a very feline-themed headshot. And, Rick, I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Yeah, that's a psychedelic robe that Goody's wearing on the Padres visit board with a cat that probably weighs about 80 pounds wearing glasses. Those, they're like Harry Carey glasses on the cat.
That's perfect, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great-looking shot.
Goody does not seem amused in the picture.
No, and I don't blame.
The 2-0 takes it up high. Three balls and no strikes to Goody Aarons.
He'd like to hit one up by that
cat
right now. Let's face it, Scott Service, way down in this ballgame earlier, is going for the pump with Dejo Lee. He wanted Lee to swing hard. He did. He hit that pinch hit home run, and now he wants Goody to do the same thing here. Pick out a pitch, drive it.
The 3-0 pitch. And it misses for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Gutierrez. Pinch hitting for Smith. And the Mariners have two on for Robinson Cano. Mariners trailing by five. But Cano can put a further dent into this one. Well, the Mariners and the Indians square off next Wednesday at 7:10. And you can get on the action for less when you buy a Safeco Insurance Grand Slam Family Package. A ticket, a hot dog, and a Pepsi for the whole gang is available for one package value price. Tickets at Mariners.com. Well, we'll see what Cano can do here. One out, two on. Robbie tonight already a couple of base hits. He has singled twice, both the opposite way. He has scored twice. And had a deep warning track fly ball out where Kemp went up against the wall to make the catch. The first pitch to Cano, he lays off and looks at ball one. So five straight pitches that have missed from Buchter. The Mariners tonight 4-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Brandon Maurer beginning to loosen up in the Padres bullpen. One out and the 1-0 to Cano. He takes all the way, looks at a strike. That was a borderline pitch, low and outside, but it was a strike. So Cano a chance to chip a little bit further into this one. Facing a tough lefty in Buchter. Lefties have hit 0-67 against Buchter this year. The 1-1, low and outside, not close. Two balls and one strike. Buchter has given up just one extra base hit to left-handed hitters this year. Keep in mind, this is his 26th appearance. It's not like he hasn't been up here long this season. One extra base hit to left-handed bats like Cano. That was a double. One out and two on. Norris sets up outside the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a high lift. This gets out of play. Foul deep off the left field side. And it's 2-2.
And Robbie would love to have that pitch back. There was kind of center cut right there, and he just got underneath it and popped it foul out of play on the third base side. The way he's been swinging the bat right now, he's centering up a lot of pitches and just driving the pitches all over the place, especially the other way. His two hits to left field in this ballgame.
LJ, the center fielder, shades towards left. The infield plays him straight up. Goody at first, Aoki at second. The 2-2, up and in, and it drills Cano. He's lying on his chest inside the batter's box. Cano getting up slowly, but trying to get up as he's now paused on all four.
That was scary. Man, that was heading for his chin. He was trying his best to get out of the way and got him. Rick Griffin, the trainer for the Mariners, out to check up on Cano to the right side of the plate. Got him, I think, on his hand or his elbow.
And, ooh, right on top of his hand as he was trying to spin to his right to try to get out of the way. Got him right on top of his hand or his wrist. And Robbie says he's okay and heads up that first base line, but that was real scary.
Now, Robbie was keeping his hands in tight. It hit just above the wrist on his right hand. I think you're right, Rick. Almost right on top of his hand. Mm. And how Robbie looks like nothing happened right now is beyond any of us.
This is a man who played the second half of the season with a double hernia. He is one tough character. And he's on at first base. And he hit 330 in the second half of last season with a double hernia. Now time is called. Here comes Andy Green out of the dugout for the Padres. Bases are loaded for Nelson Cruz.
Well, Nelly, two hits tonight, including a 445-foot home run. Nelson, eight career grand slams. A 304 hitter in his career with the bases full.
That was Darren Balsley, the pitching coach.
Out there to have a quick word with Buchter and the rest of the infield.
It's mighty interesting right now with that man up there at home plate, Nelson Cruz.
Now suddenly, the tying run is on deck for the Mariners.
That's incredible, isn't it? Down 12-2.
A grand slam brings the Mariners within one. The pitch to Cruz. He swings, goes right after it, and misses a fastball that would have been ball one. It was outside. Nothing in one. One out with Aoki at third, Gutierrez at second, and Cano just hit by the pitch at first. Buchter's pitch. It's outside. Missing wide to make it one and one. Now Buchter closing his eyes up on the mound. A couple of big, deep breaths as he has been pinned into a corner here in the top of the seventh. One out, bases full, facing Nelson Cruz. Here's 1-1. Cruz swings. It's a high pop-up, slicing out of play. Right field, Kemp looking over, and this is into the seats for a foul ball for strike two. That pitch was at the knees, right over the heart of the plate. The Mariners are trying to put together what would be a miraculous comeback tonight. They at one point trailed this game by 10 runs. They have brought it to a margin of 12-7. And the tying run is on deck. The 1-2, Cruz swings, he just misses, he fouls it straight back. Didn't quite square it up. Still a ball and two strikes. Well, Norris sent up high. They wanted that pitch elevated. That's what they got. Nelson now 11 home runs on the year, 36 RBIs. And no doubt Buchter saw Nelly's 445-foot blast out to right center back in the fourth inning. Mariners trying to keep the line moving. Seager is on deck. And then Deholi. One out, bases full. Mariners down five, the 1-2. And it's outside. Misses badly with another fastball, 2-2. Now we mentioned how impossible Buchter has been on lefties. He has been somewhat mortal to right-handers, at least relative to what he's done to left-handed bats. Given up a couple of homers to right-handed hitters this year. Bases loaded, the 2-2, swinging a foul straight back off the hands. Count stays at 2-2. Next pitch will be number 7 to Cruz. This inning began with O'Malley striking out, swinging, facing Buchter, but then Aoki, an infield single that chopped off the plate. Goody pinch hitting, walked on four pitches. Cano was hit by a pitch. Nelson takes a practice swing inside the box. One out, runners all around as Buchter comes set looking at Nelson Cruz with a 2-2 count. Norris sets up outside. Here's the 2-2. Swinging, it's fouled over the net again. A fastball to 93. A hitter like Nelson Cruz, you have to figure, the more he sees from Buchter and the more pitches that he spoils foul, the better chance he's got to square one up. Buchter having a hard time putting him away. Buchter has thrown 27 pitches to get one out at the top of the seventh. He's loaded the bases up and now fires on 2-2. Swing and a foul off the hands. It twists out of play on the right side of the stands for yet another 2-2 count to come.
Buchter is going in and then away, in, away. This is pretty much entire sequence over the last eight pitches. And Nelly is just waiting for the mistake out over the plate to hit it a long way.
He's fighting to stay alive. Buchter dangles that long left arm, curls the black glove up by his right hip. The bases are loaded with a 2-2 count. Here comes pitch number 9 to Nelly. He swings and fouls it back off the top of the screen behind home. A fastball that would have been ball 3.
Yeah, he wasn't taking any chances. That pitch was up and out of the strike zone, but with two strikes, a great battle. He just wanted to make sure that he could maybe foul it off or maybe somehow get to it, but he keeps the at-bat alive, and that was the key to getting to that pitch and fouling it off.
Aoki is the man at third base. Gutierrez running at second. Cano hit by the pitch on his hand is at first. The tying run for the Mariners is on deck. One out, the base is full. Pitch number 10 to Cruz. He swings, and guess what? He fouls it away off the right side. Well, Buchter is beginning to dance with the devil a little bit here with Nelly. He must be getting awfully nervous, as if he wasn't to begin with. The Mariners have him loaded. Cruz is inside the box. One out. The 11th pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. He finishes him off on a low fastball inside. It would have been ball 3. An 11-pitch at-bat ends with Cruz striking out. Both outs this inning have been with swinging strikeouts facing Buchter.
And time has called Norris out to the mound to have a quick talk with Buchter. And now you just had that long battle between Buchter and Cruz. You got Kyle Seager up there. He was on deck. He's already had two hits tonight and three runs batted in. Look for Kyle to maybe jump on a first pitch fastball after that long battle with Cruz.
Buchter has nearly thrown a season high in pitches. He's at 31, the second most that he's thrown in any outing this year. Bases full, the first pitch to Seager, and he looks at ball 1. That was well outside. Seager last year, half of his home runs came against left-handed pitching. He's facing a lefty here in Buchter. Bases full, the 1-0. And a strike comes in right at the knees at 93, 1-1. Well, the Mariners don't have to get all 5 runs here in the seventh, but it sure would feel nice if they could chip away a little bit more. They got 5 of the 6th. Dejo Lee is on deck. They have the bases full. The 1-1. Swing and a line drive right field. It's in there for a base hit. Pass Rosales. Aoki comes around to score. Here comes Gutierrez. He crosses home. First to third. Cano slides in. He's safe. Seager has plated another 2 runs. He's driven in 5 of the Mariners' 9 runs tonight. And this comeback might be a real thing here in San Diego. With 2 outs in the top of the 7th, it's 12-9 Padres.
You gotta love the way this ball club competes. Holy smokes, they never give up. Kyle Seager, third base hit. You're right, 5 RBIs in the ballgame. And now here comes Andy Green out of the dugout. Inside that Padre dugout, they were comfortable at 12-2, but the Mariners have made it very uncomfortable for the Padres. It's now 12-9 San Diego.
So Buchter, who had barely given up anything to left-handed hitters, gives up a 2-run single to Seager. We've got a pitching change. Dejo Lee is on deck. Top of the 7th. Runners on the corners. We'll step aside. 12-9 Padres.
Brandon Maurer in the ball game to face Deho Lee.
The first pitch to Lee, he looks at a strike. Now Lee, a three-run pinch hit home run in the sixth inning. We play in the seventh. And the Mariners are down by just three. Deho Lee is the tying run at the plate. Facing Maurer, whom he homered off of just days ago back at Safeco Field. A three-run homer out to left center. The 0-1. Lee takes and looks at it low. One ball to one strike. Well, Seager has driven in five runs here tonight. He is a RBI away from tying a single-game career high. Seager has driven in five of the nine for the Mariners. Mariners have scored seven runs their last two innings, including this one here. Top of the seventh. The 1-1. Lee looks at a fastball outside. And low as well at 95 for Maurer. It's two balls and one strike. Aoki has scored. He reached on an infield single. And Gutierrez scored. He reached on a four-pitch walk. Cano is at second base. Seager is at first. Lee, the tying run at the plate. Two outs. Maurer pauses, delivers. And it's inside. That brings Lee's hands in tight to his chest. 97 missing. It's 3-1. Chris Iannetta is on deck. A lone Deho chant raining throughout Petco Park here tonight. Runners on the corners. The 3-1. Lee looks at a strike. Right at the knees at 95. It's 3-2. Five runs in the sixth inning for the Mariners. Two runs in here in the seventh. Activity in the Mariners bullpen. Lefty Vidal Nuno warming up. Nick Vincent getting loose as well, a right-hander. The 3-2. Lee swings, hits a slicer into right field for a base hit. Cano scores. Seager into second base. He's held at third. Deho Lee has driven in his fourth run in two at-bats, and he has brought the Mariners within two runs with two outs in the top of the seventh. This was once a 12-2 game. It's now 12-10, Padres.
What a comeback by the Mariners late in this ballgame. Deho Lee, the pinch hit three-run home run in the sixth inning out to the Western Metal Supply Company building. But now with two strikes on him, a full count here in the top of the seventh inning, he's able to go the other way, which we've seen him do many times this year, to drive in a big run, and the inning continues.
Brings in Iannetta. The pitch to Iannetta. He takes low and outside for ball one. Well, now we're having some command issues here. Ran a full count to Lee, and now ball one to Iannetta. Iannetta is the go-ahead run here in the top of the seventh. The pause, the pitch. Iannetta swings and hits a sky-high pop-up foul ground. This gets out of play. Behind home, into the seats, 1-1. That was 94 up and in to Iannetta. Seager is at third after a two-run single. Lee at first base after an RBI single to right field. Lee is the tying run. Iannetta is the go-ahead run. We play in the top of the seventh with two outs. The 1-1. Iannetta takes a ball that just barely misses beneath the knees. That time a breaking ball and pretty keen eye by Iannetta that time. It's 2-1. Mariners trying to do the impossible here tonight. The pitch. Iannetta swings and misses. He whiffs on a slider. Dirty slider there from Maurer, 86, with some serious tilt. And for a right-handed hitter like Iannetta, that is almost unhittable. Iannetta hits now in back-to-back games following a 1-for-24 slide. Trying to keep that going tonight. The 2-2, Iannetta swings, line drive, left field, and a base hit. It falls in front of Upton. Seager scores. The Mariners are with a run. And into second base goes Deho Lee. Iannetta has brought the Mariners within a digit. It's 12-11, Padres with two outs in the top of the seventh and two runners on base.
keep the line moving. How about the Mariner fans here on the road at Petco Park in San Diego? There's some Mariner fans making some noise. Huge base hit by Chris Iannetta to keep things alive here in the seventh inning. And now the tying run is on at second base in Deho Lee. Chris Iannetta, a huge RBI single with two outs.
And here is Stefan Romero batting for Sardinas. 2-1, 2-out, the pitch to Romero. And a miss is low for ball one. Now Romero just recently recalled from AAA Tacoma. When Leonis Martin plays on the disabled list. Lee at second base, the tie and run. The 1-0. Romero takes a strike. 95 up in the zone, but a strike. The Mariners have scored 9 runs while spending their last 5 outs.
Mariners 7-for-8 with runners in scoring position tonight.
Runners at first and second, the 1-1. Romero looks at a strike at the knees. A slider from Maurer. And it's 1-2. Seager, a 2-run single. Lee, an RBI single to right. Iannetta, a run scoring single to left. All coming here in the seventh. Tying run at second, the go ahead at first. Two outs. The 1-2, well outside as Norris is able to corral it inside the other batter's box. It's 2-2. The Mariners at one point trailed 12-2. It is now 12-11 Padres. Deho Lee leading at second base, representing the tying run. The 2-2. Romero looks at a ball low and outside. They just barely missed. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball, which was outside, but not by much. What a take by Romero. Full count.
One thing a home plate umpire looks at, the movement of the catcher's glove, and there was a lot of movement with Norris's glove, and what an eye right there by Romero.
Two on, two outs, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Tie and run in scoring position. The pitch, Romero swings. It's a high slicer foul off the right side. It's out of play to the seats. Still a full count. Romero is the 9th batter of this Mariners 7th inning. New baseball out to Brandon Maurer facing his former teammate. These two came up in the minors together. The 3-2 swing and it's fouled over the screen. Right back behind home. It continues. Pitch number 8 will be coming up next. This inning began with O'Malley striking out. And since then we've seen an infield single, a walk, a hit batter, another punch out. A 2-run single, a run scoring single, and then another RBI single. Deho Lee is the tying run. He's at second. The pitch to Romero. Swing, line drive, slicing right center field, and a base hit. It's in front of Jay. Here comes Lee, comes around. Lee rumbles across the plate, and this game is tied at 12. Stefan Romero has come off the bench to tie it up with an RBI single into center field. Lee scores from second. Iannetta first to third. And we are right back where we started. We're tied up.
What an amazing comeback by the Mariners tonight. Holy smokes. 5 runs in the sixth. And now 3, 4, 5 runs here in the seventh. And the Mariners, who were down 12-2, have tied it at 12-12 in this inning. Great at bat right there by Romero, driving the ball the other way.
Unbelievable. And we don't say that often. We've got a pitching change. This has been incredible. We're tied at 12. And the Mariners are going through the Padres bullpen. We'll step aside. Another pitching change. Back after a timeout. Lefty Matt Thornton, the new pitcher, facing Sean O'Malley. Go ahead, run 90 feet from home, 2 outs. It's not over yet. First pitch, O'Malley showing bunt, runs through it, and looks at a strike. O'Malley, the 10th batter of this inning. He led things off.
With the second baseman, Rosales, way back toward the bag. He wanted to bunt it beyond the pitcher, Thornton, the lefty, falling to the third base side of the line to try to get that go-ahead run in from third.
The 0-1. Swing, flare, center field, the Mariners lead! Sean O'Malley has made this a 13-12 game with two outs in the top of the seventh inning, and you can knock them all over with a feather. This is happening in San Diego. RBI base hit center field, Iannetta scores. The Mariners have come back, they have stormed back, and they lead it 13-12.
11 runs in over the last two innings. It's not over yet. Sean O'Malley with a clutch base hit liner up the middle. Leonis Martinez on the DL. He's inside that Mariner dugout. He wants the hit. He's got a bat in his hand, but there's no way. But holy smokes, what a comeback by the Mariners here in the sixth and the seventh. What a seventh inning. Two on and still two outs.
The Mariners have scored 11 runs while using five outs.
13-12 lead after being down 12-2.
In steps Aoki. Romero at second, O'Malley at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Not in your wildest dreams did you think this could really happen?
Refuse to lose.
The 0-1. Swing, line drive. Off the glove of Ramirez, the shortstop. Can't handle it. Here comes Romero. Steams around third. Romero comes home to score. And the Mariners lead it by two. It's 14-12 at the top of the seventh. Everybody's getting hits. This time it's Aoki.
Norioki with a shot the other way, a low liner that skipped off to the left of Ramirez. Got a glove on it, but not enough. And into left center field. Romero able to come in on the base hit by Aoki. And now the Mariners, who were down by 10, have a two-run lead in one of the biggest comebacks in the history of this ball club.
Oh, there is no doubt. O'Malley first to third. He reached on an RBI single. In steps Gutierrez. The pause and the pitch. Goody looks and a strike. First one he's seen tonight.
Looking at this inning, out of all the base hits, really one of the most important at-bats was one of the outs. Nelson Cruz had an 11-pitch at-bat in which he struck out. But after that, Kyle Seager got it re-going with that two-run single, lead the RBI single, and more RBI hits after that.
Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2. A lot of traffic to keep up with in this inning. O'Malley is at third. Aoki is at first. And the Mariners have a little bit of insurance. 14-12, top of the seventh. The wheels have officially fallen off the Padres' bullpen. They are tumbling into the ocean. They are sinking as we speak. The 0-2 swing, and it's hit foul off of Gutierrez as we pause for station identification. This is the Alaska Airlines Mariners Radio Network. Goody ready to do it again. It's nothing and two. Aoki at first, O'Malley is at third.
Seven runs in with two outs in this inning.
Thornton pauses and deals. Goody swings, fouls it back. Still nothing at two. The Mariners were trailing 12-2 when Kyle Seager very innocently drove in two runs with a single into right field to make it 12-4. Little did we know and that would be the start of a colossal comeback. Chance for more here with Goody. Facing the lefty and Thornton. Runners on the edges. Again, the 0-2. Goody takes outside. Meanwhile, Aoki was bolting to second base. He gets in there standing. No throw coming from Norris. And the first steal in what seems like forever for a Mariners base runner. Aoki at second. O'Malley is at third. Two outs. And now the 1-2. Goody takes inside. Brings his hands in tight. 2-2.
Can you hear the Mariner fans in the background? Let's go, Mariners. They are here tonight at Petco Park and loving it.
They've been vocal all series, especially the last couple of innings. This has been incredible. Two outs, two on. The 2-2. Goody swings, chops it foul. Right behind home.
Incredible, historical. The key hit in this inning, Kyle Seager's bases loaded two-out single to right field. The Mariners had to get on the board here in the top half of the seventh inning, and that really got the eruption going.
To 12 Mariners, top of the seventh. Second and third base. The 2-2, Gutierrez swings, hits a ground ball, chopping up the middle, and it just keeps on going. O'Malley scores. Aoki coming down the line, and Aoki has scored. This is unbelievable. It is 16-12 Mariners in the top of the seventh with two outs. The Mariners at one point were down by 10 runs. And they lead it by four with an out to go in the seventh inning.
Nine runs in this inning. A merry-go-round of hits. A merry-go-round of runs. One of the most incredible comebacks in this franchise's history. And Goody just keeps it rolling. And now here's Robbie Cano. Remember, Robbie in this inning hit by a pitch on his hand. Loaded up the bases with one out here in the seventh.
16-12. The pitch to Cano. He swings. Ground ball skimming to Rosales. Down on knee. Stumbles. Picks himself back up. Throws onto first base in time to complete the inning. If you can even say that, the Mariners get nine runs in this top of the seventh inning. They have stunned. They have shocked. They have appalled the Padres as they now lead San Diego 16-12. It's time to stretch. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers, home of the best tire value promise. Is this a great game or what? We go to the bottom of the seventh. Mariners 16, the Padres a dozen.
See you later!